This is Bob Forbes, WJMX News. The program is Spotlight, a new program on WJMX AM and FM tonight. We'd like to tell you about, and the moderator of the program is Mr. Fred Kosin. And Fred, you spell your name how?
K-O-S-I-N.
And Fred is pastor at the chapel on Second Loop Road, and I remember the first time, I think it was the first time I met you, Fred, you told me how to remember your name.
K.O. Finn, Knockout Finn.
That's wonderful. I'll never forget how to spell it. You have been in Florence how long now?
Since the 1st November.
And we're happy to have you here, and more so than I could possibly say in a few words. But this new program tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock on WJMX AM and FM, what you call it?
The Bible Answers.
And what kind of a program is this?
Well, this is a telephone conversation program where the listener dials WJMX and asks the moderator a question regarding the Bible or biblical-related subjects, and the moderator tries to answer.
And if, perchance, we run into one that we might not immediately be able to answer, then what?
Well, I don't claim to have all of the answers, Bob, but I do believe that the Bible has the answers, and I'll have to put it off if we have a question of that type till the next week, till I can do a little research and study up, come up with an answer which would be satisfactory.
What is the purpose of a program like this, Fred?
Well, I think the biggest need in our society today is to be able to relate the Bible to our life. I feel that the Bible is relevant to our society, to what we do and say and how we live. And I think that there are many problems which come to us as individuals, which plague us, and I think the answers to these problems can be found in the Bible. I think that if we are willing to accept the Bible's evaluation of our problem, I think we'll be able to find an answer, particularly in the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible is an answer, or the Bible is the answer? Which are you saying?
I think the Bible is the answer. I think that there are other things which come into the question, but I think basically man's problem can be answered from the Bible.
You were brought to Christ when? As a young man?
As a young child, I guess. I don't actually remember the time, but my father was a minister, and I can remember accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior very early in life.
Did you ever consider other than, we'll say, pastoral work, which you're presently doing?
At one time, I had considered going to the mission field as a printer. I'm an off-cent pressman, and I had considered work in Africa as a missionary printer. Tremendous. The need is tremendous, and I was invited on several occasions to come out, but I never got that far.
Where did you get the idea of this type of program, which you will be beginning tonight?
Well, I was transferred while I was in the Army to California, and shortly after I arrived, they began the telephone conversation program throughout the West Coast, particularly in San Francisco. Some of the stations are given over totally to telephone conversations on different subjects. And there was a program out there on religious, of a religious discussion, and I felt that the need not only existed there for the answer to problems that face man from the Bible, but also here in Florence.
Now, as I understand it, the listening audience will be able to hear both sides of your conversations?
Yes. This is their program. It's not mine, Bob. We want them to dial the number and call us up and let us know what their problem is. They will hear both what I say and both what they say. And we trust that this live discussion of Bible subjects will stimulate in all of us a concern for the things of God.
Need they identify themselves?
We prefer they didn't, Bob. We prefer that they remain anonymous. They turn their radio down because they won't be able to hear if they don't, and also to refrain from identifying themselves.
Fred, if I asked you for a favorite scripture verse, how would you respond?
Well, I think 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There are four things in it which the word of God is profitable for. It's profitable for doctrine, which is the first step. It's profitable for reproof, which is possibly a false step. It's profitable for correction, which is a faltering step. And it's profitable for instruction in righteousness, which is a forward step. I think that this takes care of all of our steps, particularly in the Christian life.
Wonderful. All right. Tonight's program is called what?
The Bible Answers.
On WJMX, AM and FM, and what time will you be on the air?
We'll be on the air at 8 p.m. to 8:30.
Mr. Fred Kozin, pastor of the chapel here in Florence, Second Loop Road, the program Spotlight. This is Bob Forbes, WJMX News.